Hi, guys. Welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
If you didn't hear the Tuesday show, definitely go back and listen. We talked with the unbelievable Gigi Gorgeous, who is truly the best. We chatted about her new book, The Tea Guide, which discusses the ins and outs of being trans and celebrates gender fluidity. So please check out that interview. On this episode of Unpacked, we're going to our social media Gen Z correspondent, Kenna, who we all know and love.
Love.
And we're going to chat about some dating slang, and she's going to tell us if people even use the word slang that apparently people much younger than us are using.
She doesn't even know what slang is. She's shaking her head.
No, do you know what slang is? I do know what slang is.
Slang is cringy. Like,
all right, we'll
cringy.
Get back to it.
That's cringe.
Yeah, it's cringe.
It's cringe. Okay.
Oh, God.
And of course, we'll take a DM, but first, a quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we are back with Kenna.
Hi, Kenna.
She is our social media correspondent and our Gen Z correspondent. And not to play any favorites, because we love all of our correspondents, but Kenna's sitting right here right now. So we're just going to say that.
Yeah, Kenna, you're fine.
Kenna, we love you the most.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. But Lauren's not here, someone's not here. Okay, we are going to talk about some dating terms. We're not going to use the word slang anymore because that's horrible.
So cringe.
And embarrassing and horrific.
Yeah, right.
Some dating terms that apparently the youngins are using.
I'm so excited to hear what you guys have.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about some words.
Okay, go.
What is breadcrumbing?
I'm going to be completely honest. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, okay.
Good about that. So you guys tell me.
Okay. That means no one uses it. If Kenna doesn't know what that means, this is like a made-up term.
Who's it for? So breadcrumbing is when someone you'd like to have a relationship with leads you on just enough to keep you in their life without a solid commitment. And that kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
But who's going to use that in a sentence?
I don't think we use that word.
No.
I'm just going to go with like leading on. Like,
yeah, thank you.
It's like, just leading on.
This is like a normal classic term.
Right.
We have another one. Soft launch.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, soft launch is a thing.
Okay.
Soft launch is like people do soft launches all the time now, you guys.
Okay. Wow.
So it is like you have a boyfriend, but you don't want your following to know who it is.
Oh, because...
But you want them to know that you are in a relationship.
Whoa.
So a soft launch is, say I'm going to post a photo with my boyfriend, but it's just us holding hands. You can't see his face or the back of his head. Or you know that you're on a date because it's two glasses of wine at the table.
Oh.
But you can't tell
who
it is.
So it's a hint?
It's a hint. It's like you're soft launching that you're in a relationship, but you're not. So there's a hard launch too. A hard launch is like, I'm just going to post a photo of both of us.
Like, kissing.
Here we are. Yeah. Like kind of how Kelsey and Chase did.
I was just about to say, I feel like they hard launched.
They totally hard launched.
Okay. Now, what if you don't have a social media account? Do you still use the word soft launch, or does it only apply if you have a social media account?
It only applies if you have social.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Like a tree falling in the woods.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I guess you could
you don't soft launch a boyfriend with your parents. Like, it's not it's not the context where you're like, hey, we're just friends.
It's just on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just internet specific.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, all right, what about submarining?
Don't know. You tell me.
No.
Okay, then
when
it's
she doesn't
out,
know, that means
know,
it's not.
Okay,
a
but
thing.
Let's at least, okay, when a match suddenly stops communication, then reappears months later. Oh, meaning a match like on Tinder?
Maybe. I'm thinking this is like a ghosting moment. Like
it
we're,
feels like it.
But then they reappear.
Reappear. I mean, people that ghost so they can come back. Like,
so
I'm
no
not gonna lie,
ghost?
Guys, I ghosted this guy in February. I just didn't respond to him asking me out on a date.
Why?
Straight up stopped.
Texted him back last week.
Wait, why did you not respond to him?
I got like really weird about like, I didn't know like if this was getting too serious for me. And I didn't know how to like say it with my words. Like it was really bad. It was my fault for like not responding.
Okay.
Just re-ghost.
Which I guess is called submarining.
Oh, so look at us giving you terms.
Okay, but...
And also, who are you saying, hey, I'm submarining?
Yeah, like, no, you're not doing that.
I think it's just like an act. I don't think it's like... I don't think you say submarined you.
Soft launch is the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't say I'm soft launching my boyfriend. You just kind of do it.
Got it. Okay. All right, next one. Riz.
Riz is like you have game. Like if okay. someone has Riz, they're like smooth with their words. And they're also like, I think it's short for like charisma.
I think it is.
But for me and my friends, we just say like, ooh, he has Riz because like he can talk to a girl. Like he has game. Like he's smooth with his words.
You say it way better than me.
You say it in a very smooth way too. You say it with Riz. Is that possible?
I said Riz.
Yeah, that's not right.
You made it kind of yuck. So, okay, so Riz.
Yeah.
You use this one out loud.
Actively. You do say he has Riz, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, what is orbiting?
You guys, I have absolutely no idea.
When someone ends your relationship or stops texting you but continues to interact with your social media posts, including viewing your Instagram story or commenting or liking posts.
That happened to my best friend.
That sounds like a real thing.
It literally happened to my best friend. They were texting all day, like nonstop, going on dates. All of a sudden, he like basically ghosts her. But then she's like posting a photo and he's liking, like,
so what do you do with that information?
It's just like, he's obviously there. He's just like not responding to my text. So it's like, what does that even mean? I don't know.
So there was, okay.
Oh my God. I am
all the terms
so
together.
Lucky I'm married.
Can you
so
even?
Were,
oh,
no.
Oh, Joanna, you would die in this dating world right now.
What would I do?
It is insane. It's so hard out there.
There's a lot of Riz.
I'm telling you, these
guys. No, but that's the problem. Is there not a lot of Riz?
She's a lot of Riz.
No, that's not right.
No, it's not right. That's not right.
No, that's so not right.
Not right. Okay.
So someone got ghosted and then they orbit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Can I quiz you guys quickly on a few words?
Oh, I guarantee we'll get a 0%.
No.
But go ahead.
All right. What about this? What does living rent-free mean?
Okay. I know this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know this one too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So many people live rent-free in my mind.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So many people.
You got it then.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. They're living there. No. I should charge. I don't.
I love that.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. I'm glad you know that one. Okay. What about left no crumbs?
That sounds like a breadcrumbing.
Breadcrumbing?
No.
No.
Or another word would be like, oh, she ate. Like, she ate that. She left no crumbs.
No.
Left nothing behind?
It just means, like, she slayed that. Like, it's a slay. Like,
okay.
Or if you post a TikTok dance and someone comments, like, left no crumbs, it's like she popped off, she slayed.
God, there are a lot of terms. I don't know.
So you do say that one as a verb. It's not like you say that
but
one out loud.
It's not breadcrumbing. It's nothing to do with breadcrumbing.
To translate for the old people, the elders here, I think it's like when you like left it all out on the field.
Yeah.
Or like left it all out on the floor.
Right.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Right.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay, so there's another one that we say, but it's an abbreviation. We abbreviate everything, right?
Yes.
We hear you.
Abbreviate. Okay.
So BFFR.
Best friend forever return.
Oh, God.
Wait, BFFR. I'm with you on best friend forever.
I'll give you a hint. One of the F's is a bad word.
Oh, best fucking friend?
BFN for real. Be fucking for real. Oh. BFFR right now. Like, be for real.
Okay.
BFFR.
All right, so you're telling someone that they have to BFFR.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, you say, like, the most interesting fact in the world or like a crazy story and you're like, BFFR.
Wow. If you ever said that to me, FFR.
I need like a Kenna dictionary next to me at all times.
Like, well, no, this isn't just Kenna. This is literally my generation.
Oh, okay.
Like, everyone's saying BFFR.
Okay, when we're at the brand house, there's always, everything is like a brief.
It's in a brief.
Yeah. It's in a brief, yeah. BR, bathroom.
Oh.
BH, brand house.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew that. BH.
Okay. And so wait, what was bathroom?
BR.
BR. Okay.
Maybe the BR.
But not to be confused with BRB.
Oh God, Joanna. No one says BRB anymore.
Nobody says it.
No.
I mean,
I just
really.
Said it yesterday.
Out loud?
I might have texted it.
That's fine to text, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
It's okay to text.
Yeah, just don't say BRB in person.
You don't say it in person.
No.
When did that stop?
I think when it started.
You guys, you're doing great, though.
No, okay. No, clearly I'm not. I said it yesterday.
No, BFFR.
No.
Okay.
What about that's sus?
Rude. Everything is sus in our house. Everything.
Okay, so you guys got that one down.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And well, at least you have your kids to keep you in touch
I
with.
Know. Not. I can't count on them for anything.
No.
So, no. Yeah. The second I take their word for anything, I'm sure the tables will turn.
Well, it's BRB.
It's BFFR.
Yeah.
BFFR. I'm going to say that to Stella.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me. So it's being for real.
Yeah.
But are you like, basically like, be real right now?
Is it like, are you kidding?
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding? Like, are you DA?
Are you serious?
Oh, you guys know DA?
No.
Dead ass?
No.
Are you DA right now? Like, BFFR? Like,
Oh, wait, my God.
I don't understand. Wait,
you must be exhausted. Like, you must go to bed exhausted
from being... Like, because it's another language. Do you have to translate it in your head before you say it out loud?
No, it just comes so naturally.
Wait, I don't even understand DA.
Deadass. Like, are you deadass?
I'm 100%.
I don't, what does that mean?
You don't know deadass?
No, I know, but I'm like, I don't think I
don't even know that. I don't even know
what... Like, are you deadass serious right now?
Oh, no, I didn't even know that.
Are you DA right now?
Yeah, that's
it. Did I sound convincing?
No.
Not really, but you saw my face. What if you don't see my face? Am I DA right? Are you DA right now?
No. It's still not convincing.
No, it's still not. Okay.
I mean, that's pretty, I feel like you guys know the rest. I mean, you know Slay. Yeah. You know it's giving.
No. Kind of.
Like, if you're wearing a stunning dress, I'm like, Clea, it's giving.
But do you say what it's giving?
You can.
Okay.
You can say, like, it's giving, like, Beyonce.
Okay.
Or it's giving
something,
yeah.
Vibes.
You don't just stop it at
or
giving.
You can, though. Like, it's giving just means, like, it's you're slaying.
Stella will say that. It's giving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, giving what? Like,
no.
Finish
giving,
your sentence.
Honeys.
God,
it is
so
giving.
Old. It's
oh,
really
you're
hard.
Not.
It's
no,
really
no,
hard.
No, clearly, BRB?
I don't understand. That's bad, Joanna. But I don't understand most of these, and I don't understand what the kids are saying.
I'm just going to wait and learn these next year because it'll all be new.
But then you won't be able to say them because then it's going to be cringe.
Yeah, but that's why I'm just going to skip a few.
Stella also right now, everything. She goes, side eye.
Oh, yeah, side eye. Bombastic side eye.
What is that? Sutton just said that. What does that even mean?
It's a TikTok thing.
Bombastic side eye.
What does that mean?
I was like, Sutton...
Yeah, it's just like when someone's doing something like cringe or weird or like something that you don't like or something that's just out of pocket. You know out of pocket?
I know like the term.
And it's like you give them the side eyes like.
Out of pocket. But like
what is out of pocket? What is out of pocket?
Isn't out of pocket when you're like.
Not available?
Yeah.
No.
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 Oh, God, no.
No. We offended her.
No.
We offended her.
What? Out of pocket means that it's just like. How do I say it without saying out of pocket? Like. It's just so, like, out of this world. Like, it's insane. Like, it's, you're being so out of pocket right now. Like, you're being crazy.
Out of touch?
Like, no.
No. No, I think that's what we are.
Out of pocket. Like, you're just being insane right now. Or, like, something that you do is just so funny and so wild and
but
crazy.
But do you say, like, OTP?
Like, OOP. Yeah. Oh, I've said in text before, oh, you're being so OOP right now. Out of pocket.
Okay, see, I'm ahead of my time. So are you being so crazy?
Yeah, like... This is reminding me of that time that Roberta came to the house and we did the Gen Z lingo.
I know. I don't know how you talked to her into that.
One was like, it's bussin'. Oh, and Roberta was like, you're bussin' tables.
Yeah, you're moving quickly. Fast.
Oh, that's another Marlo says all the time. Is that out now?
I think bussin' is on its way out.
Marlo says it all the time.
I think it's on its way out because Stella doesn't say it, but Sutton still is saying
it. Okay, so it got to that generation.
So I think it's dead in the water at this point because Stella will be like, he'll be like, it's bussin'. So we'll be like, side eye. So I think that it's like a full circle moment. I just have to watch. I'm just watching.
Yeah.
I'm like in a National Geographic just watching my children with their words.
The good news is they're still young. So when they get to be teenager my age, you'll still be in touch with what the lingo is because of them.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think I have the energy
for
it.
Even when I hear them, I don't have the patience.
No, it's like
to be
learning
like,
us. Like, are you guys on what's the Babbel? Like, we need like a Babbel language.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a translation, you mean?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just come to me with any questions. I got you.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna leave you like texts and voice memos.
I'm just gonna have like all these different letters, and you're gonna have to figure out what I'm trying to say.
Okay, perfect.
It's gonna be like XRTLV.
Leave me with an acronym.
Okay, look at you with an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what people like? Do they call it an acronym or is it an abbreviation?
No, it's just an abbreviation.
It's an abbreviation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have a lot to learn.
Yeah. Wait. What did I shorten the other day? Oh, the NABES.
The NABES?
I got a new sweatshirt and I said, is this good for my new NABES? My new neighborhood.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I thought you meant nipples.
Okay. I was so confused on what NABES was.
I thought NABES. So too for a minute.
The new NABES.
Okay. See, neighborhood's hard. I don't know how I would abbreviate that one.
I guess it would be NABES, but it sounds like nips.
Yeah.
It sounds like something. No. It just sounds like a body part, though. I think we have to call it something different.
All right. Thank you, Kenna.
Oh, thank you. How do you say thank you in Gen Z?
Oh, T-Y.
T-Y? Yeah.
Thank you. I love you guys.
I-L-Y. Illy.
Okay, yeah, great.
I love you.
Yeah.
Is that –
Love you like a sister?
Yeah.
What is that one?
Oh, you don't even know love you like a sister?
No, is that a
L Y L?
No, I'm done.
No, it was
Thank
a thing.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
TYLYSSRC.
LYB.
LYB.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with a DM.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Okay, Joanna, here's a DM from Ellen.
All right.
Okay. Ellen wants to know, how do you know when to fold clothes and when to hang them? Is there a rule I should be following? What do you do?
Mm.
Okay, Ellen, that is a fantastic question.
Really is. Honestly, there is no right answer. The right answer is what is going to be easiest for you to maintain and what works in your specific closet.
That's exactly right. So let's take jeans, for instance.
Right.
You can do them multiple ways. You can fold them on a hanger and hang them up, or you can file fold them in a basket or a drawer. There's no right way to handle your denim.
That's right.
It's really like, okay, for me personally, it's easier to hang them on hangers than to like get the fold perfect because, you know, it's stiff. It's not as easily foldable.
That's right.
For me.
The only thing that I would say is heavy sweaters. I love a big, thick cardigan. You don't really want to hang them. It droops the shoulders and it kind of ruins the shape of the sweater. I would say that's the only main thing that you definitely don't want to hang.
And I hang them.
You shouldn't.
But I do. I'll take a droopy shoulder over a cardigan fold.
No, mine are not perfect, let me tell you.
Well, that's my problem. I need it to be perfect.
They're not.
And I'd rather
mine are
put it
not perfect, but I don't want to ruin the sweater.
Remember the tweet, there's nothing like a weighted blanket to wish you were folding a fitted sheet?
Yes.
Like, there's nothing like a droopy sweater to make me be like, you know what? The hanger works. Like, I just don't want to fold it.
I don't want to fold it either, but I do because I don't want a droopy sweater.
So, like, where do you keep them?
I have a whole shelf of, you know, I love a sweater.
Yes, we are all aware.
And I don't love a droopy sweater. No, I do not love a droopy sweater. I love a bulky sweater. And so I have a whole shelf, a bank of sweaters.
We call those the bulkers.
The bulkers.
The bulkers.
Yeah, and I have a lot of them.
We actually came up with the bulkers when we were folding Dan Levy's 10 million bulky, like Icelandic sweaters.
Yeah, he had a lot of bulkers.
Yes, so he had a lot of bulkers. And you, I guess, do too.
I do. I'm a bulker.
You are. And how do you keep them from being like tipsy, topsy, turvy?
No, you can't have too many in a row. You can't stack that many. You have to have thin, like a lot of shelves in between so that they are not topsy, turvy.
Okay. And what if you don't have shelves? What if you have a drawer?
If you have a drawer, then I would file fold them in a drawer.
Even though they're so bulky, they will, like three will fit in a drawer.
That's the price you pay to have a bulker.
I mean, my bulkers just go on a hanger and I just deal with it.
All right. Well,
and you know what? Not a single person has ever told me I have a droopy shoulder.
Well, I'm going to look next time you're wearing one.
Okay, fine. Game on.
Game on.
Too bad it's the summer. Okay, that is it for this episode. We'll have a brand new show of Best Friend Energy next Tuesday. Also, we obviously want to know everything that's going on in your life.
Literally everything.
Literally everything.
Do you like droopy sweaters?
We have no boundaries here. Stay in touch at bestfriendenergypod.com or find us on Instagram and TikTok at bestfriendenergy. We love hearing from you. Bye, guys.
Bye.